As I was preparing for the homily, I came across a homily that was written by Father Bob Coos, who is one of our priests who is now retired and has gone to South America as a missionary. But before he left, he wrote a series of homilies. And the one for this weekend I thought was especially appropriate, and I wanted to share it with you. He writes this: "Today, Catholic Christians celebrate the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. On this day, we encounter an extremely challenging passage from the Gospel of Luke. In this passage, Jesus tells his disciples that anyone who does not hate his family and his very self cannot be his disciple. He also tells them that whoever does not renounce all of his possessions cannot be his disciple. Fortunately, Catholic Christians are not biblical literalists. We don't for a minute believe that Jesus wants us to hate our children, our spouses, or our parents. On the contrary, we are to love all people, for the triple love command, Jesus himself, is the very foundation of our faith. We believe strongly in loving God, neighbor, and self. If we do not take the command of Jesus to hate and renounce all our possessions literally, how can we make sense of this part of the Gospel of Luke? We make sense of this passage, as we do for the entire Bible, by asking ourselves, what is the moral of this story? What was the theme or concept Jesus was trying to teach? How are we then to apply this theme to our lives, so that we can be true followers of Jesus? The principal theme Jesus was trying to teach his followers was that of detachment. Detachment is a theme common to every religion with which I am familiar. In the spiritual life, detachment refers to preventing or liberating ourselves from harmful relationship to a person or a thing. In this definition, note that it is not the person or thing that is harmful. Rather, it is our relationship to that person or thing that is the problem. For example, food is not evil. However, if we have such a distorted relationship to food that we gain 100 pounds a year, that is what is the problem, not the food itself. In other words, the food is moral and neutral. Likewise, if we're so attached to a human being that we're willing to be manipulated or treated badly by that human being, it is the relationship that must be changed. Detachment, however, is not a quality that people should seek for its own sake. Detachment is not a goal. It's a strategy to get to a goal. The purpose of detachment is to prevent people or things from blocking our path to God. In other words, detachment helps us to treasure the things of this world, especially people, but not become so in love with them that we forget that God is always to be number one in our lives. God must always be our number one priority. Everything else is secondary. By becoming detached from people or things, we become liberated or free to give our hearts to God more fully. One man who understood this very well was a man named Bill Wilson. Bill was a stockbroker from New York City who was an alcoholic. Though he tried to break free from his alcoholism, he failed. Then one day, while a patient at Towns Hospital, Bill had a conversion experience. In a fit of despair, Bill cried out, "I'll do anything, anything at all. If there's a God, let him show himself." Bill reports that as soon as he said this, he experienced a sensation of bright light, tremendous peace, and a feeling of ecstasy. He never drank again. Soon afterwards, he met people from the Oxford group. There, he learned some solid spiritual principles and tried to help other alcoholics keep sober. He failed at helping others, but in sharing his story with suffering alcoholics, he found he was able to keep himself sober. On May 12, 1935, Bill was on a business trip to Akron, Ohio. Desperate to find another alcoholic to help, he called several churches before he found one that referred him to an alcoholic physician by the name of Bob Smith. Bob invited Bill to his house and said he'd give Bill a minute to pitch whatever he was selling. The minute became hours. The two men connected in a most amazing way. What developed from this meeting in Akron, Ohio, became known as what many hold to be the most dynamic spiritual happening of the 20th century, Alcoholics Anonymous. The first group that called itself Alcoholics Anonymous met in my hometown, Cleveland, Ohio. Eventually, Alcoholics Anonymous spread throughout the world, and people who had tried to become free from alcohol by other means now found they could through this spiritual program. Soon, other organizations based on this 12-step spirituality formed. Groups such as Overeaters Anonymous, Al-Anon, Codependents Anonymous, and many others. The final goal of AA is to help people have a good life, a life that they cannot have without liberating themselves from alcohol. Like the alcoholic who must get rid of alcohol that is an obstacle in his or her life, we must find those obstacles in our lives that we need to remove to be truly free to follow Christ. Perhaps this obstacle is a person who leads us into temptation, hurts us. Maybe it's a habit that's destroying our spiritual path, such as overspending. Or maybe we simply need to avoid a thing entirely so that we never have to worry about having a problem, such as avoiding casinos and other places where we may become addicted to gambling. As we continue our journey, our life journeys this week, it would be a good idea to look at our own lives. What kinds of obstacles do we have in our spiritual paths that prevent us from putting God first? How can we eliminate these obstacles? And that is the good news I have for you on this 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time.